Hi, this is Tech Coffee for the 3rd of July, and here's your daily tech shot in less than 2 minutes. The New York Times announced that it is pulling out of Apple News. Though Apple News has 125 million monthly active users, NIT is opting out of the service as it doesn't generate any direct revenue. Since last year, the NIT has reduced the amount of content it gave to Apple News, and it also publicly opted out of Apple News Plus, which gives Apple 50% of subscription, $9.99 revenue. YouTube has launched Camp YouTube, an attempt to use educational videos to replace some of the activities most kids won't get to experience at summer camp this year. The series features 4 different camps: STEM, arts, sports, and adventure, plus campfire talks like the animated Sometimes You're a Caterpillar. The Detroit Police Department's facial recognition technology misidentifies people about 96% of the time, according to an estimate from Police Chief James Craig. Craig acknowledged flaws in the technology during a public meeting on Monday. His comments came after the ECLU filed a complaint against the department for wrongfully arresting a man based on a faulty facial recognition match. AI-based predictive policing techniques can unfairly target immigrants and people of certain ethnic groups, according to Margrethe Vestager, the European Commission's VP for Digital Policy. During a keynote speech today, Vestager said AI tech can work miracles when properly used, but it's also capable of amplifying biases and prejudices against people of color and other groups. Chinese ride-hailing giant Didi Chuxing launches pilot self-driving robotaxi service in Shanghai. Didi's launch of robotaxis in Shanghai comes just days after it announced plans to deploy more than 1 million self-driving vehicles through its platform by 2030. Globally, the market is projected to be worth $65.3 billion by 2027, according to a report from Market Research Future. This was your shot of Tech Coffee. Find us at onthismedia.com.